Skyboat Media presents Run from the Hunter by Charles Beaumont and John Tomerlin. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Chapter 1. There were dragons in the streets, and fat men inside the dragons, and good whiskey inside the men inside the dragons. It was too early for the floats. Along about now they'd be warming up with all of last year's gags, the 40-foot giants, the bloated Pinocchios, all the big balloons. For the kiddies, please the kiddies. Then tomorrow, please the ladies' leagues with the jeeps buried in azaleas and roses and girls of good families. Then, when the last stiff parade has inched its way down Government Street, and there aren't any more flower castles, and the kiddies and the ladies' leagues are in bed, asleep, then get down to the real business of Mardi Gras. Chris Adams smiled. He smiled at the whole town, gone crazy with joy, laughing and dancing and falling down drunk, enjoying itself with a vengeance that nothing and nobody could touch. The world? It can go to hell in a pushcart. It doesn't matter. Not even a little bit. Not this time of the year. The train lurched. Couplings scraped. A sudden soft spot in the gravel bed made the lights dim, and Chris Adams was no longer thinking of the wild blue smoke of excitement of Mobile nightlife, no longer seeing the ghosts of city streets filled with color out the window. He was seeing fields of damp darkness, bayou mud, the shapes of open country. He was listening to the miles. The train rattled swiftly through the night, a monstrous illuminated snake piercing the swamp with its